What if the AI you're already using is actually working against you, quietly consuming your time, your budget, and your trust, without delivering anything real in return? That's not a hypothetical. That's happening right now. Pause. Here's what's shifting this week. Regulators in Australia are sounding alarms about the AI infrastructure rush, companies racing to build massive data centers before national rules take effect, prioritizing speed over sustainability. Meanwhile, serious investment capital is flowing toward purpose-built AI, not generic tools. That tension between reckless adoption and intentional implementation isn't just a macro story. It's the exact question every small business owner needs to answer about their own systems. At Vanguard AI Solutions, this is the conversation we're having every single day. Pause. First, the infrastructure debate carries a direct message for you. AI deployed without intention creates problems, not solutions. A real estate agent buried in CRM notifications. An insurance advisor manually chasing 200 follow-ups weekly. The question was never whether to use AI. It's whether the AI you're using is actually designed around your customer experience. Pause. Second, purpose-built AI is winning, and the funding proves it. London-based Applied Computing just raised 17.4 million euros, backed by Databricks Ventures, to build AI trained specifically for energy industry workflows. Not generic enterprise software. Domain-specific intelligence. CEO Callum Adamson said it plainly. The energy industry needed AI that actually understands its world. Real estate agents don't need a generic chatbot. They need automation that recognizes when a cold lead becomes a warm one. Pause. Third, sustainable AI relationships are built on mutual benefit, not one-sided extraction. Even a $350 million Turkey-Egypt defense partnership made headlines this week because both sides gained something real. That's the win-win framework you should demand from every AI tool you use. If your automation is serving the software company's growth metrics and not your bottom line, the partnership is broken. Pause. Here's your one action item today. Open your current AI tools and ask one honest question. Is this system built around how I actually serve my clients? Or did I just adopt it because it was available? If you can't answer that clearly, it's time to realign. Send this episode to one person on your team and have that conversation before your next planning meeting. Pause. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agendmeters.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agendmeters.xyz.